Locally sourced news and info to drive you home.
Local news is like the most important stuff to me.
Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. Last week, I had Wayne Hoffman from the Idaho Freedom Foundation on my show. He'd actually wanted to explain a little bit about the Idaho Freedom Foundation's scoring system, and he responded to Senate Leader Chuck Winder's allegations that the Idaho Freedom Foundation was indeed a threat to democracy. He also explained why we're a constitutional republic. So I had him on, and then this last week, I had word that there is another legislator that has taken issue with the Idaho Freedom Foundation, and it is Representative Rod Furness. Hi, Rod. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I keep thinking it's Wednesday. It's only Tuesday, but I'm rolling with it.
It's the end of the day.
Yeah. So first, let's just hear a little bit about you.
Okay. I'm on several committees. I'm the vice chair of the business committee.
Okay.
So we work a lot with different ideas, licenses and business things. I was on revenue and taxation.
Oh.
And I was
that sounds
the,
like fun.
It was. And I was on the interim committee for property tax last summer, and we went through a lot of that. I was also on the interim committee for the governor's powers. Bills that we wrote, and so I'm pretty well familiar with those as well.
Okay.
I was on state affairs this year as well.
Oh, that's Amanda's favorite committee.
And that is a wonderful committee. We seem to get all the controversial bills.
Right.
There. I'm also on energy, which helps me represent the people in this area.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
And things that are going on. I also chaired a teacher or school district health insurance committee. And that was interesting. We're still working on that. I'm also on the IROC committee, which is the Economic Outlook and Revenue Assessment Committee for the governor. So we look at those numbers. My background is in finance and numbers, and so I see.
Do you do insurance and numbers when you're not?
I do life insurance and health insurance,
okay.
Estate planning. I'm also a land developer.
Okay.
So I have many hats.
Yes, I can imagine. So how long have you been in the legislature?
This is the third year.
Third one. Okay, gotcha. All right. So I've had several people on my show in favor, or not really in favor, but they've scored well with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. Obviously, Wayne Hoffman is in favor of the Idaho Freedom Foundation. So I believe somewhere around June 7th, you kind of went the route of Chuck Winder and said that Idaho Freedom Foundation was a threat to Idaho. And then you posted a picture of six legislators, three of whom are in part of your state, including Carrie Hanks, who I believe is in your own district, with their Idaho Freedom Foundation scores.
She is.
So why would you pick a fight with six legislators?
I just do the right thing. I feel it's the right thing. I'm not picking a fight. I'm just making a debate that you should follow not necessarily one lobbying group. We listen to lobbies, and I appreciate the lobbyist groups that I have, and I actually invite the Freedom Foundation into my office quite often, and we have discussions. But I always try to listen to both sides of the lobbying groups. That helps me understand an issue. But when you have a 100 or a 99% score with one lobbying group, I have a problem with that.
Right.
I have an issue with that.
I know Idaho Freedom Foundation, that's what I'm always thinking is so funny. You see, Idaho Freedom Foundation, like you're pointing out, there are other lobbyist groups in the state. There are other groups that advocate for legislation, but no one's ever heard of them. For instance, Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, IACI. And what do they do?
It's wonderful. They promote business and through commerce, and they're wonderful about getting us information about what's affecting business on an ongoing basis, so that we can understand those problems and help those businesses overcome problems. You know, are we putting a burden on them through taxes? Or what's burdening those businesses? How can we release those businesses and give them the mandate to make more money? We want them to make more money.
So 100% score with any one lobbyist group is suspect.
In my opinion.
You have 100% score with IACI. Can you explain that?
No, I can't. I don't know why. I don't follow that score. I don't think I do, actually.
Okay. But I just checked it. You do.
I do. Mm-hmm. If I do, I didn't know.
Right.
And I don't check a score with anything. I think I have an 86% score with, I just got this in the mail, a certificate from the children's organization, but I don't know why.
Oh.
I got
mm-hmm.
that. I know I don't have a 100% score with the Farm Bureau because I voted one or two times against what
right.
they wanted me to do.
Right.
If I have a 100% score with IACI, it's because they brought forth good bills this year, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So IACI doesn't explain a whole lot of their metrics. Do you have a problem with what's the deal with the Idaho Freedom Foundation? Do you have a problem with their metrics?
Yeah, they established their metrics, and I don't have a problem with what they believe mm-hmm. and what they promote. And I'm a conservative. I watch every penny. Mm-hmm. And as we go through the legislature, I appreciate the process through JFAC where they look at every single budget. They account for every single FTE that they have. That's a full-time equivalent. I look in those budgets. I look for percentage increases. I look for FTE increases.
Mm-hmm.
And Idaho, frankly, does a great job. And I just got done doing a report on several bills. And most of those bills had a 3 to 5% rate increase this
mm-hmm.
year. Some of them have a negative increase. And they were all negatively scored by the Freedom Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our state's growing at 100, we're having 1,000 people a day moving to the state of Idaho. You would
right.
expect those budgets to go up a little bit because of our growth.
Really? I would expect those budgets not to go up because when those people moving in, aren't they paying more taxes that go to the general fund?
Well, and that's why the budget should go up because that number can't remain stagnant. It has
mm-hmm.
to go up to cover those services.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's
why those budgets would go up.
But, so we've got Club for Growth, Idaho Freedom Foundation, IACI. You don't have a problem with any of their metrics.
I don't even know what their metrics are.
Oh.
But one thing that IACI and all those lobbyists, they represent companies.
Mm-hmm.
They have companies that pay them. They have companies that promote their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom Foundation, on the other hand, they don't have any one company that promotes their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They promote their own ideas and then go out and have smaller donors or larger donors
mm-hmm.
donate to them on a conservative, hopefully a conservative basis.
Mm-hmm.
But they're able to drum up those smaller donations and
right.
and be funded by them. So it's not really one concept that I'm looking at. But the scoring is interesting.
So are you saying, I'm just confused here. Are you saying, and I'm not for any lobbyist organization, obviously I can't do that, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. So you're saying you're fine when the donations come from a large company, but you're not fine when they come from individuals.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the way they raise their money is different than any other lobbyist group.
How do they – and they raise it by getting donations from grassroots?
Or from larger donors as well.
Oh, like large companies?
Well, like large individuals mostly that I've seen.
Oh.
You can check their donations if you want.
Okay. Well, do large individuals own large companies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's true, and I'm glad that they are there.
Well,
let's talk about the scoring for just a minute.
Yeah, you know their metrics, but we've got scores from several different lobbyist groups across Idaho, which I think people should pay attention to. Any organization or group scoring and advising legislators, I think, should definitely be taken a look at. So, yes, let's talk about that.
You know, it's interesting that the reason that Idaho has such a phenomenal growth is because we promote families, we promote conservative growth, we promote, quality legislation. The
mm-hmm.
average score in the Senate, and thank goodness for the Senate,
mm-hmm.
the common sense Senate, because the average Freedom Foundation score in the Senate is 57.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not 100%. And the median score in the Senate is 54, which means that maybe there's a few senators that vote all the time with the Freedom Foundation.
Are you saying the Freedom Foundation, Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, who has a 54% in the Senate?
Senate average score is 54.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been in the House, if you have a 54, you can expect to get primaried pretty hard and postcards, robotechs.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom Foundation is not only an organization, a lobbying organization,
right.
they're also an organization that goes out and promotes candidates
mm-hmm.
and sends out many postcards and robotechs and emails against
yeah.
those people that have lower scores. And they use the score to defeat quality candidates
mm-hmm.
that are that are running for office.
Does Iaki do that?
No.
Iaki never sends out postcards, never donates to candidates.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. But what they do is they don't send out postcards with a negative attack ad. They just send out postcards that say, vote for Rod Furness or vote for Van Burtenshaw. Mm-hmm. They don't send out and say, like I got Robotext just a week or two ago that said Rod Furness is for critical race theory. I've never voted for critical race theory.
Right. Speaking of that, I did have a report from Amanda Penrod. Critical race theory is such a hot topic. I'm sorry I have to bring it. But we brought it up. So House Bill 226 is a piece of legislation that was an appropriation bill that would give the State Board of Education $6 million to early childhood learning grants, correct?
Correct.
Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. Their mother organization, this is all Amanda Penrod's report, is the National Association for the Education of Young Children. A lot of reps, we reported on this on our show, we interviewed them. National Association for the Education of Young Children sounds all well and good, but I went on their website, and it is very forward with their critical race theory. They also sell books called A is for Activists, which I've read. I would never read to a three-year-old.
Sure.
And they had Sparkle Boy on there as well. I'll let parents look that one up. But that was actually where the money was supposed to go to. And you voted to send that money to them.
I voted to send the money locally to our district. In my district, we have no evidence of critical race theory. Mm-hmm. St. Anthony has a program already to go using that money to cover 3 to 5 year olds that are behind in their kindergarten abilities.
So it's going to be under control from...
And the local school board controls the curriculum, and they decide
what the money... But where would the $6 million... Who would be administering that?
The $6 million is a grant to each local school district, and they still may get that grant. The mm-hmm. vote that was taken there was a preliminary vote. We're under the understanding that school districts may still get that money, and it's a grant to each district. If you have a problem with critical race theory, mm-hmm. then you should go to your school board and tell them that there's a problem there.
So you
it
don't
should be
think,
handled locally.
You don't, okay, but Loudoun County Public School District, you've seen how that's been handled locally. These parents can't catch a break. It's happening out here, too. Don't you think this needs to be pushed
happening.
Back?
It's not happening in my district.
And you're in St. Anthony.
I mean, Rigby, Clark. Clark, Butte, Fremont, and Jefferson County. I've called each one of my school superintendents. I said, mm-hmm. do you have any evidence of critical race theory? They have none.
And that's good that you do your homework. How did you feel about other legislators with their evidence that critical race theory was happening
in
Idaho schools?
I'm fine with how they vote in their district. I have no problem.
But you think it absolutely should have no business handled at a state level?
I think it should be handled at a local level where teachers... where teachers and superintendents and parents can handle that on a local basis. If a parent hears that there's critical race theory, I'm going to be the first proponent to have them walk into their superintendent and discuss it with them. And the school board should take that on head on and make sure it's corrected in the school district.
Okay, but I'm confused on how the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, parent organization, national association for the same thing, would they be administering this $6 million? Where do they come into... play here? Are we giving them the $6 million? Or are they taking part of the money and administering that
according
to local
to
districts?
St. Anthony and their school district, it's a grant process. They apply for a grant, mm-hmm. they receive the money, they can then hire teachers and aides for those. And they've pinpointed in St. Anthony, they've already pinpointed the children that need the help, that need to be brought up in their math and reading skills, mm-hmm. because these children are going to be way behind even at kindergarten. Now, I am not for critical race theory.
Sure.
But I am for helping those kids get up to the level of reading and math that they need to be. And St. Anthony has already put that in place.
And we all are. I think the problem comes across with the language of the National Association for the Education of Young Children and the books they were selling.
This was promoted by President Trump, Senator Risch, and Senator Crapo all endorsed this program.
And you don't have any problem with the books that they sell?
They don't have to buy the books. They can put together whatever they want in their local curriculum. They don't have to use that curriculum. And in fact, our school boards in our area, they won't use that curriculum.
No, but the Idaho Association and the National Association for the Education of Young Children talk about equity. I went over it. It's got all the buzzwords there.
Sure.
People are having an issue with critical race theory. They're finding it everywhere.
Not in my district.
Okay, but not yet.
It's not there. You should talk to the superintendents. You can talk to teachers. You can talk to the school board.
Sure.
They don't see any evidence of critical race theory in their schools.
Right. So not yet, like I said. But the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, they're not going to have anything to do with that. And that's predicated on a whole bunch of legislators. Not a whole bunch, but enough to defeat this by like one vote. I think just one.
It sailed through the Senate.
It did. Ron Nate once said, and I want to know how you feel about this. He said it on my show. He said, the Senate is where good bills go to die. How do you feel about that?
The Senate is where common sense stands to live.
Okay.
And that's why the Freedom Foundation score is only 54 average in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that happens because a lot of bad bills come through the House. And thank goodness for the Senate and common sense. And those bills go through the House, and a lot of legislators in the House will vote those bills knowing they'll die in the Senate. I brought 12 bills personally to the House floor this year. That was a big load, a big lift. Mm-hmm. A lot of legislators would ask me, Rod, what's the Freedom Foundation score? Is it worth a negative score on my score? I'm like, vote. Find out, ask me about the bill. I could care less about the Freedom Foundation.
Well,
score.
See, and here's another reason me trying to get to the bottom of it. Why are you saying the Idaho Freedom Foundation is the only group advocating in Idaho that you're in the House, legislators are concerned with? Are they ever concerned about IACI?
I have never heard anyone ask me what the IACI score would be if they voted on a bill. But I can guarantee you the legislators in the House, because we have a big board, you get to watch up there, and you get to see how legislators are voting. A lot of legislators will hang back, vote later on a bill to see if that will pass and not affect their score. Mm-hmm. They'll change their vote to no, so that they'll have a positive effect on their Freedom Foundation score, and even let the bill pass on the backs of those that vote it right.
All right.
So I have a problem with that kind of bullying, if you will, mm-hmm. in the legislature.
Okay.
And that's what Pro Tem Chuck Winder, mm-hmm. that's what his problem is. It's just not the critical race theory bill.
Well, we recently, speaking of senators, we just had two senators come out. Lewiston Tribune reported. They said, in a nutshell, I've got tons of papers here, but they said, I think indifference is a much bigger threat to democracy than any one of the legislative advisory groups we see in Boise. What do you think about that? These are senators.
You know, I think one of the biggest problems there is that people are worried about their score. They're worried about getting primaried. And they're worried about the power that the Idaho Freedom Foundation has on an election. And they do. They primary you and they send out negative ads. If they were sending out positive ads, no problem. You know, vote for your candidate. That's not a problem. But the negative ads, the negative robocalls, it's a problem. And frankly, a lot of legislators are afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that most of them are.
Okay.
You know, and Idaho has done very well thanks to the Senate. I mean, we have great growth. We have good lower taxes. We just lowered the income tax from 6.925% down to 6.5%. We just lowered sales tax from 6% down to 5.5%. We just went through a property tax bill where we capped the property tax at 8%. We just went through several other bills where we were able to help people. We're returning $220 million as of July 1st mm-hmm. back to the people in Idaho.
Where do you stand on the grocery tax?
On the grocery tax?
Yeah.
You know, if grocery tax were repealed, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know the background behind it. Right now, grocery tax nets $140 million in Idaho. So that means that after people file their income tax and they get the refund back on their grocery tax bill, we net $140 million. That $140 million represents people driving down our roads from other states that don't file income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the net take we have. 60% of that goes to education. I'm okay with repealing it, but we need to replace the income. And yes, we've had an $800 million surplus this year, but 1 year does not make a trend. And in 2007, we had about the same surplus, and in 2008, We were short $1 billion in our budgets. If we see a continuing trend in income like we have this year, then repealing the grocery tax is probably an option. But until then, if you can show me a way to replace the $140 million, I'm game.
Gotcha. So we could go back and forth about this all day. I mean, we've got the American Conservative Union. We've got Club for Growth. We've got IACI. And they are the biggest lobby in Idaho. They say it right here that they are. Been Idaho's most effective business lobby since 1974. Are they effective?
They are.
They are. Okay.
And I ask IACI a lot of questions. And as I do, I invite Freedom Foundation in. I did a bill this year on teacher health insurance.
You know, and, I think that's an excellent idea.
They came in.
Actually, I see a lot of this. This is why I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I have people on about the Idaho Freedom Foundation, explaining their scores. I have people who don't even bring up the scores. I have people who are certainly against the score. So there's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of op-eds. And like I said, we could go back and forth on this. I mean, my information says that like 1.5 million of House Bill 226, the early childhood learning grants, only 1.5 million would go to kids. And the other part would go to the administration that is pushing critical race theory books. We could go on about this all day. But I'm thinking, if you are up for a debate, I think it's doable. I'm happy to host it. What do you think about that?
We debate all the time at the House.
With a representative, with, I'm not saying Wayne particularly, but Ron, Nate, somebody. There's just a lot of back and forth here. There's a lot of op-eds. And I like really good radio. Really, really good radio, and that's what debate does. So if you are willing to debate with a fellow legislator about the Idaho Freedom Foundation, I'm willing to host it. That's out there. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to have a couple legislators call in and want to respond. And then you're going to want to respond, and
no,
we're just back
I've
in the same situation.
I'm not opposed to debating.
Okay.
Especially if it's moderated correctly, and I believe you would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any more to say other than I believe the Freedom Foundation is unduly pressuring legislators to vote a different way than they really want to at the end of the day because they're afraid to be primaried by their action committee.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line. And they're going to continue. I'm not saying the Freedom Foundation should stop doing that. I just think that people need to be aware that the score shouldn't be the end all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know what my score is, but I'm probably in the 60s or 70s. I don't even know.
Right.
Maybe you've looked it up. But
I have. I have to look up 4 and 5. I've looked up about six different scores today.
Yeah.
It's a lot of data. And there's so many interesting comparisons here. But we just don't have a ton of time, for instance.
But thanks goodness the Senate has a 54. They take care of those bills that pass through the House that maybe aren't as good.
So would you like the Idaho legislature to be more like the Idaho Senate?
I think the Idaho Senate has a lot of common sense, and I think that they do a good job of making sure that quality bills go all the way through. And I think sometimes the House, and that's the way the system is, and I like the system. I think the House is a little more carefree. We're a little more rambunctious, if you will, and I appreciate the debate that we have there. But thank goodness for the Senate to make sure that bad bills don't go all the way through.
And that's what you think, is that the House often puts forward bad bills.
I didn't say that.
Okay, I'm just trying to get this all straight. But if you want a debate, I'm happy to host it. And because we're going to get responses to this, going to have to respond back, and then I'm scheduling guests all day, and it's just work, work, work all the time. So that is what I'm offering to you, Rod. And I appreciate you coming in. This is good radio. Thank you for saying your piece. Representative Rod Furness, everyone, on the Steph Lucas Show, as I try to get to the bottom of groups that advise, legislate, and advocate to the legislature in Idaho. Thanks so much for being on. We'll be back after this.